In this lesson, we're going to deal with the third major difference that every couple has to learn how to deal with, how to navigate in good and healthy ways. We talked in the very first lesson in this course that there are three major areas of difference for every couple. Their family differences, the male-female differences, and now this third and final one of our personality differences. The reality is that you are married to or about to be married to someone who is really different than you are. And no couple is exempt from that. And that's okay, because the differences can create a oneness and a unity that is stronger and better and more fun than if you were exactly the same. But no couple is exactly the same. In almost every marriage counseling situation I've had, there comes a point where the couple says, "We are just so different." And it's important to understand that these differences are not an indication that something is wrong with our relationship. Because if we start to see it that way, and if we start to see the difficulties in our relationships as an indication that something is really wrong and that our relationship just isn't going to work, if we have that attitude, then we're going to avoid the very work that needs to happen to make our marriage better. Falling in love is easy. Romantic attraction happens. One of the first things I ask couples in premarital counseling when I'm meeting with them in person is, why are you choosing to marry this person? And they'll talk about what attracted them, what they like about the person, what the character qualities are, the physical attributes, and it's fun and it's encouraging. And I like to look at the person who's not speaking while the other person is telling me why they want to marry that person. And the look on their face is often just something to be treasured as they hear the other person talk about them and why they are in love with them. And that's a good, wonderful thing to be in love. That in some ways is easy, but growing in love takes work. And there are a few things in life that don't get better with work. I mean, if you've learned to play the piano or learned a second language or you run a business or you raise children, things that we intentionally put effort into with God's help almost always over time become better. And we learn that in every other dimension of life. But sometimes we forget that about relationships, but it's true in relationships.